Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
That was a good strong
one. That was a really good strong one. It feels so good to be on this couch. I just feel like even just back in the real world, like I feel like I have so many more topics and I'm just
a reset, if you will.
Yes.
Back in LA. How are you feeling?
We're feeling great. My pitch for today's look, if you guys are, I always want to say visual listener. I don't know what the, if you're watching this, you see that we've got some stuff on our head. My pitch for today was Mean Girls. I really wanted to play into the Mean Girl.
Okay, here's
lore.
My problem with Tana, you guys. Tana sometimes will decide day of that she wants to go with a theme on the podcast. For example, the episode where I had to wear a sexy Christmas costume, okay?
My but leg you hair, looked so good in
my
that.
My leg hair was at least 2 inches long and I was sitting beside my idol. And you made me wear that fucking sexy Santa costume. You didn't even tell me I was going to have to wear it. And I
you
was
mocked
mortified.
Me, though. You looked no, amazing.
But you can't day of tell me something like that. Because she wanted to be Regina, which is a very obvious look. But what, who am I?
I was pitching I'm a mouse, duh.
Yeah, know? Which is lingerie, by the way.
It's funny because I think the problem is that I'm going through my house right now, especially. So this is very prevalent to me. Like, I just have everything, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh my God, you need to shave your legs. We've got an epilator. We've got a wax strip system. We've got razors from 2017 that I haven't thrown away. Like, you
yeah,
know,
but that's not, you know, in any normal job, you couldn't be like, just shave your legs.
You're right. It's definitely an HR violation, but I think everything we do is.
Wait, really quickly, I want to acknowledge something huge.
I'm inserting the photo right now. Oscar, you're not real. This is unreal. This is our 100th episode.
This is our 100th episode Halloween special.
Like, take the Peppa hat off, Tana. Oh my God, really?
But you know what's really alarming about that? We've had canceled for 4 years.
And no, it's haven't had it canceled for 4 years.
Yes, we've had it since 20.
There's no way I was 22.
Canceled turned 4, like a little while ago. Like, that's not a joke at all. But we did have like a year off almost.
It's so funny because it's like, to me, if you genuinely asked me before Oscar just put that blimp in the room, like what episode we were on, I would have told you like 275. Matter of fact, if I was in a business meeting and like people asked me like, oh, how many episodes have you shot? I would have been like 275
at least.
Even the other day, I was, again, going through fucking shit, and I found that red carpet that we rolled out for our, like, award show episode.
Yeah, they
and,
canceled like, awards.
That feels like, or like the Matt Rife interview. Like, I feel like I made that Osama bin Laden joke fucking 5 years ago.
A lifetime ago, but that's the point. Like, we really have had canceled, okay.
For so long.
But what's the date on that? Because it's almost 4 years that we've had it. And keep in mind, we erased, like, a lot of episodes.
2021.
July 2021.
That's crazy.
So anyway, we should be long past our 100th episode, but nonetheless, today is our 100th episode.
That's actually like pathetic.
It is. You want to know why I feel that way? Because I look at like Therapus is on its like 600th episode and he started like 6 months ago.
Oh my God. Okay.
And
well,
congratulations on his tour, by
the
way.
You know what? I was hoping for like a phrase to just come
comparison
to me in that moment.
Is the thief of joy.
Thank you. I was going to go for like, it's the climb or something. I don't fucking know. You know what I want to talk about just off rip immediately? Speaking of canceled, and I guess it's 100 episodes, right? Last episode, I go read the comments as I do, right?
Oh, I had to stop.
You know, I go read them. I go check in. I'm like, you know, what are the people saying, right? Top comment. they're so, I don't even know what the word would be, like reserved now. Like they're so, you know what I mean? Like they're not going to talk their shit now. Like this is, I miss the old canceled when they weren't reserved and yada yada. Here's what I'm going to fucking say. If I have something to be unreserved about, and if my 10-year career doesn't show this as well, I have never and will never be reserved. If I could be reserved, I would have a completely different life, okay?
It's not like you're like withholding information.
There is nothing, I think, that could happen to make me then come on this mic and be reserved. Like,
I think some people are considering us like careful. Like sometimes when like controversial topics come up, we're like careful, which we normally wouldn't have been, but
I don't even think I have been being that careful. I don't know. Here's what I'm going to say though. I think obviously coming off of the high of like Alyssa and Clinton and whatever, then if we have an episode where we're just talking about, I was going to say farting, but I'm done. That was the other comment. No, stop more talking about shitting. I'm sorry. We all do it. Sometimes there's more. If a new one of those happened tomorrow, you don't think I'm going to come on? Like, you know what I mean? Like if I saw Jason Nash panhandling on Sunset and Tana.
We're waiting for a controversy to fall into our lap.
I mean, and it's not that I'm preying on one, but I'm just saying anyone who thinks that I'm ever going to be fucking reserved, it doesn't. Maybe you need to read up on a little Tana Mojo lore. Okay. Cause it's just like, I don't know. That was blowing my mind. Like, I'll ream anyone.
Did you know that you were one of the 50 most influential influencers of the year?
The Hollywood Reporter named me one of the most 50 influential influencers of this year, which is very nice and an honor. And my manager sent me the invite to that. And here's the thing about LA, right? Like, I just see the thing and it's like A-list influential Hollywood event, right? But like, they call everything that in LA. Like, it could actually be a dinner with like Vine stars and like David Dobrik alumni and like addicted models, and they're gonna call it like creator A-list Hollywood influencer event. So now when I just see that shit, I'm like, okay,
like
right. And then it actually was like an honor and an amazing event, and I like just missed it because I assumed it was like a dinner with like Susie and Nick from the vlog squad and like,
oh man.
I didn't need to attack them. They're sweet. They can live.
Well, anyway, congratulations. That is a very high honor. You've been so
influential,
decorated these days.
Oh, I have so many fucking topics. I don't even know where to begin. Let's
I do
see.
Too. Wait, first of all, should I start with my apology?
Oh yeah, you're sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, I am sorry. I have another apology to issue. I didn't understand why it was a big deal, but like then I saw, like once she explained it, I was like, okay, I get it. But I have to issue a formal apology to Brittany Ferland. Okay? She
Brittany Ferland.
Brittany Ferland. She obviously DM'd me on her podcast. She said like she tried a bunch of times. Like I really don't think that, well, I mean, I guess I believe her, but like I check my DMs all the time. I never saw it until that day. But she had DM'd me and she was like, why are you saying you made out with my husband? And like my initial thought was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you even talking about? But then I remembered I did say that. I fully said that on your vlog, because remember when we were kind of doing like our little like embellishment of things that happened at Coachella? Like we saw Jeff Bezos from afar, so obviously Ari ran him over.
Ari did kind of run Jeff Bezos over. I'm not gonna hold you, but I get what you're saying. I think that you and I just say shit, and it's like Tommy Lee's lore. Like I love Motley Crue. I love the dirt. Like it's, you know what I mean? It's a,
I want to explain it as that. So that's,
you're also drunk at Coachella and you're not thinking about Brittany Ferland, you know?
Okay. Relax. Because this is a genuine apology. Cause if someone came online and was talking about kissing my husband, I would come
back
too.
Thing. That's the thing.
But here's the thing. To me, Tommy Lee is like Justin Bieber. Like he's like one of the most famous people in the world. So I'm not thinking in my head like that is somebody's husband. I'm thinking that is Tommy Lee. Mm. So in my head I'm like, oh, I saw him from fucking 20 feet away. I just made out with Tommy Lee. Like spread the word.
Yeah, like, you know, silly, I mean? Joke. Like, it's funny, you and I went to check the raw footage too to see if we cut out a just kidding. Didn't at all.
We didn't. So apparently I did not say just kidding, but I think I just assumed, I mean, I know that you would know that I was kidding.
Yes.
I should have assumed that the audience doesn't know that I'm kidding.
Yes.
Okay. So that's where I went wrong. Also,
You just
can't say that because, I mean, he really, like, I did really see him. So it's like, it is technically plausible. But the reason I feel like apologizing is because in her own comments, people are like, girl, don't be stupid. Like, your husband totally did that. and like it absolutely did not happen. It is not true at all.
And they're so cute. That's the thing. When I like, because she DM'd me and I was like, ooh, Brittany Ferland just DM'd me.
Right? Tana. I love Tana.
I'm just kidding. But I saw the Peppa hat's crazy, dude. I just looked in the viewfinder. When I saw she DM'd me, I love her. I love her and Tommy Lee. I keep up with all of their lore, like his little gardening shtick and like all the stuff that they do, and her TikToks about him being her husband, and like her, she's funny as fuck. Like,
see, I think if I had been more hip to that, I probably wouldn't have made that joke. But in my head, I shouldn't say that, but he's Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
In my head, I honestly, I barely even think he's alive still. Like, oh, I just think, I think he's just like a legend. You know what I'm saying? But then listen to this. Listen to my luck, Tana. Tell me why I'm on a fucking JSX flight the other day and I land at the JSX airport. There's not a person there, not a soul. I saw a tumbleweed go by and the only fucking person sitting there is fucking Tommy Lee. I swear on my life, I literally
imagine right now you just double down. You're like, and after we fucked in the bathroom. I'm fucking kidding.
This is after the clip is already like going around, and I'm already like, I don't want to be involved in anything like that online right now anyway. So I'm like, oh my god, like, God forbid he looks at me and like knows what happened. So then I thought about it. I'm like, should I go up to him and apologize? And then I'm like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So I literally just like fucking sleuthed out of there so fast, and that was the end of it. But not kiss your husband, and I am sorry for saying that. I thought it would be like automatically everyone just knows that that's like my a humor funny, and it's silly. A joke, but it's not a joke. But you know what? I'll say something really quick about her co-host. Her co-host, I'm sorry, is sitting there and she's like, well, it's Brooke Schofield. You know, she just makes things up. And I'm like, ouch, first of all. And here's, I'll raise you this, okay? If you know that tidbit of information, then you know that it is pronounced Tana. And so I will say she should have corrected, if she is so knowledgeable about the canceled podcast, she should have said, it's actually Tana Marie. Thank you.
It's like, what world are we fucking living in?
I'm not just like making things up, by the way. I say that I like lying. I'm not just making things up all the time. I'm talking about like, oh, like, well, like I kissed Tommy Lee at Coachella. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of like harmless, which is actually not that harmless a lie. Maybe you guys kind of clocked me.
You know what I really liked is that you went through every motion in that.
Yeah, and now I'm back to apologizing. Brittany, I was wrong.
Brittany.
And justice for Britney. Stop accusing. Honestly, it's sad because everyone in the comment, even Dave on BFFs, which I never want to be spoken about on BFFs ever again, he's like, no, I think she did it, but I'm not a homewrecker.
I'm trying to think about if I have any more thoughts on this.
Sorry, I came in with a lot of energy.
I thought she thought my name was Tana. That's really just, I wasn't expecting that.
Phonetically,
but then again, who am I to think that?
Okay.
I think it just goes down to like, if we're mutuals and like the co-host knowing about cancel, like whatever. But obviously people call me Tana every day in my real life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I go to the DMV, they're going to say, but
phonetically, like what would actually make sense?
Like Starbucks and shit is going to say it is Tana. Cause like Lana. And
okay. But think about like Dan Tana's. No one calls it Dan Tana's.
Whoa. And like Montana.
Yeah.
But does that prefix make that a different?
I don't know.
I definitely think my parents were stupid.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think phonics was their leading point.
I think I'm distracted. I'm like really high energy today and I don't know what to do. It's all bottled up inside of me.
Listen, Brittany Ferland. I'm just kidding. I need to stop. You shouldn't have said that, obviously.
Yeah, I respect your marriage. I'm so sorry. I did not kiss your husband. In fact, I did not get within 20 feet of him. He was just behind me at some random EDM set that I was at.
Yeah, honestly. Doja Cat. I think you were just ill-informed, drunk, and making a silly joke to me that I obviously got was a joke. And we do that a lot. We'll make jokes to each other that we assume the audience is going to get.
Yeah, like if I say like, oh yeah, I fucked, I don't know who else is famous like that. Like Steven Tyler. Everyone would be like, ha ha ha.
I don't know though, because then when you put it that way, like,
you think it's maybe I just shouldn't make those jokes.
That's a good takeaway. Especially with your boyfriend. Noted. Your new boyfriend.
I do have a boyfriend.
How fun.
So fun.
Brooke has a boyfriend. I feel like this is the first time in our lives where we've ever had a boyfriend at the same time. Well, I guess maybe like a Clinton ex, whoever the fuck I was with.
That was not a boyfriend. That was a lizard.
Yeah. Do you have any You want to share anything about your new fucking boyfriend?
I don't know. I think that like once
it's
I
good to not.
Yeah, and once I say things, I can't take them back. But I can slowly say things over time. I would rather just keep this one for my own self for a second.
Yeah,
but I'm having lots of fun.
You've been like, you could talk about how like, because this is kind of lighthearted, how you've been like build a bitching this man.
No, no, that's not true. But everybody knows like my thing is like adapting my entire personality to a man, which is shameful and you shouldn't do it. Okay. And I feel like, I don't know why I do that, but like, I think it's like if you're insecure, or like usually I'm going after guys who like, I'm not that like secure in there. Like it's not reciprocated.
Yeah.
That much. So I feel like I have to change myself to make myself into like what they would want.
Uh-huh.
I have no doubts about this man. So I'm like, whatever, I can just
be yourself.
I can slay in my pumpkin hat and he's gonna
love you for you.
But I did make him buy a couple hats and shirts with horses on them.
This man.
Because now I've like really, like, I really like, I go home now to Arizona and I'm like, you know what? This is where I came from and this is me. So yes, he does have a hat with a horse on it now that I bought
it. It's just so funny because this man is like hype beast galore.
He is not a hype beast. He would be so offended if he heard you say that. He's not at all.
Well, he's going to wear a graphic with like a basketball player on it. Yeah. He might enjoy like a Travis Scott sneaker. He wouldn't.
He's a New Balance sneaker.
Okay.
Maybe he just likes sports. But he's not a hype beast. I like tried to say that the other day and he really got sad. Anyway, that's all my information to offer.
But about like slowly putting him in hats with horses and shit on it is so fucking funny.
Well, I got
that's
that.
Me with Makoba though. Like, you know what I mean? Like he's very like Hawaii button up and I'll be like, check out this diesel crew neck while I'm in a Peppa Crochet hat. Makes no sense.
Well, but I only got the horse things because we're going to the ranch tomorrow.
That's
and,
cute.
Like, I can't have him wearing like a Lakers shirt at the ranch. Like he needs to have like a horse on his shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Anyway, he's the best.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
I'm at the point right now in life where you know how seriously I take Halloween, and it is my favorite fucking holiday. I love a Tanoween moment. I love going full out. But there's two factors here right now, okay? Well, actually three factors. Whenever I do my Halloween all out, like, it is expensive as fuck and it takes up all my time for the entire month, and I'm really busy right now.
We always talk about October being your worst month.
Like, and it's just, it's photo shoots, it's full glam all day. Like, I really commit to the bit to serve the that I want to serve. And last year on November 1st, the way I felt was like just like my skin was raw from the amount of glam and taking it off. Like my fucking scalp was bleeding from taking extensions in and out and putting wigs on. Like I had just spent like 20 grand on photo shoots that I'm doing all day, every day, exhausted. Also while going out to all the Halloween events and serving other looks, like my ribs were like a little shifted from corsets, right? And a part of me was like, oh my God, I'm kind of making myself like hate my favorite holiday because of my desire to serve. My desire to serve is sucking the joy out of this for me, right?
Yeah, no.
And also just like I have a boyfriend, like I have no desire to go out and like be slutty and hot and like be seen in that like way, obviously. Like I'm like fucking married. I've also done so much. Like I've done every fucking costume absolutely ever, right? And so this year I was kind of like, okay, if I do it, I think I want to just be funnier with it. Like I've been Pamela Anderson at CVS at this point. Like I've been every Pamela down to like making up my own ones, right?
Yeah.
Like a part of me is like, me and Amari really want to be like Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey, right? Like
hilarious.
Like a part of me really wants to like think outside the box. I want to be Trisha as King Tut really bad this year, like a bunch of shit like that. But then yesterday I posted a TikTok as, like I said, going through the house, I found a soap and loofah costume that I have had for 5 years now. And I was like, I need to throw this away. But before I do, like Mako and I should just put it on and like make a TikTok and fuck around, right? And then I post this TikTok, and it's like, first of all, I forgot how much a struggling influencer can really just get their money up and not their funny up with Halloween engagement, you know? And all the comments just being like so excited for me to like do it. And now I'm like, fuck, like Mako and I have to be Avatar. There's no choice. So I need—
Because of the Avatar porn. I was like, yes. Wait, why?
Like I need— so now I need to find like a gay makeup artist at one of the WeHo bars who's willing to put special effects on my cooch, you know?
Yeah, and you do want to be blue. Well, you could knock like a couple things out. You could be like a Smurf and Avatar, and you could just be blue the whole week.
Imagine my skin was just like, what's that movie, Big Fat Liar? It's kind of fitting for us. Sorry again, Brittany.
You could be Violet from Willy Wonka. Uh-huh. You could really be a lot with just being blue.
I'm trying to figure out if I want to go all in this year or not, and I don't know. I do think it'd be funny if we were Trisha. It's like if you were like, what's Trisha when she's like in the army?
Yeah, I think she was in the military. I wanted to dress as Trisha in the military, like helmet and all, like laying in the sand. But I feel like that's like stolen valor and I'm not really in that. Like, I feel like I should probably just avoid that right now.
I guess there's a lot of other Trishas you could be to just—
yeah, there's not— I'll be like, ooh, I'll be Trish from the Eminem video.
Oh, that's iconic.
But then Trish is being Jessica Simpson in that. So it's like, am I being Trish as Jessica?
Are you going to blonde wig it?
I've never wigged it.
I think you should wig it.
I could wig it. I think my era of Halloween is like painting pumpkins and like cooking pumpkin things.
That was my other point. I'm doing sober October and also just sober forever. So it's like my desire to attend Halloween events and Getty image it up and serve in that way and make TikToks with all the TikTokers who are, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much I have that in me. I'm very— you know, last year though, I stayed home on Halloween to hand out candy and I bought an entire box of king size chocolate bars because I've always wanted to be that person. And then not one child came to my house and like we had to eat them all.
We had to is crazy. Like, I don't think you had to, how that could happen. That's so sad, actually.
Isn't that really sad?
But this is like a neighborhood that you would think that a lot of kids would go walking in.
I know. It might be like the big scary security outside and like the big doors before my door.
Yeah, well, I guess you can't just like— it's not— you don't just walk up to your front door. Maybe people did come and they were knocking on your gate.
Yeah.
I did go through, and honestly, I thought about it myself, like if I could disguise myself as a child, because yesterday I did do a drive-by at the Menendez house.
What? Yeah. Should we talk about the Menendez brothers?
No, but yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, that is like a neighborhood where I would love to go trick-or-treating because I'm like, you know, they're giving king size out like everything.
Oh, because it's in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's all boarded up. Like, they have like a fence in front of it. We just drove by it yesterday because it was like— it's in
Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And it's in— yeah.
I mean, I definitely want to talk about it because I'm seeing a lot of different takes on the internet and I have a very hot take on this whole situation that I might get some hate on. I don't know.
Uh-oh. give it to me and I'll let you know if you're completely wrong or not, because I am so deeply invested. I have not consumed anything but Benedetta's Brothers content for the past like
same honestly hours. I watched like 80% of the show. I was just kind of in and out. I started it on tour.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of people feel one way or the other about the show because of Ryan Murphy, the director. Like, they're saying that he might not have done them as much justice as they deserve, etc.
I think they even said that.
Yes. One of the Menendez brothers also said his favorite movie is Zootopia. I really hope he gets to get out before Aww. Zootopia 2 comes out. They've been doing like group calls with like fans, and I'm on that side of TikTok, like of the fans that like call them and then they like update their lore after they get off the phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyways. And I've said this about Gypsy Rose. Not that they're the same situation, but like, I don't think killing someone, if they are deeply abusing you and you are deeply trapped in that cycle of abuse, is wrong.
No, like, yeah, you're on the right side here. That's the popular opinion.
Because it's like, oh, what? Like, Gypsy Rose could have escaped. They could have escaped. Okay, put yourself in that fucking situation and see if you can. And like, understand emotional abuse and financial abuse and all of these different tiers of abuse can trap people in ways that most of us couldn't even fathom. What those parents did, in my opinion, the world is a better place without them. Like, I'm so fucking sorry.
I agree. That goes without being said, but it's like, it is so fucking, like, the difference between the two trials and everything. It's so, once you really, really like look into it, I watched the series, but then I also watched like the documentary where you like see the real thing. And it's so fucking horrible. But I, honest to God, I think that like, say what you want about TikTok and like the new age and stuff, but like the fact, like, that is what is making everybody change their minds and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I fully agree. And resurfacing something, like, in any other world without social media, this probably would never, justice for them would probably have never resurfaced to such a mass wide audience and be this talked about. Right.
Right.
I mean,
the trial also happened before the Me Too movement. So it was like, obviously people male are way, yeah, way, victims, way less like, first of all, open like to talk about sexual abuse, but also like believing men also.
And their defense attorney had just gotten someone off for like a murder or abuse situation right before their trial. So then I think a lot of, if I'm correct, I think a lot of their trial was the other side saying, well, she just gets off killers, right?
Yeah.
And then that probably swayed the jury in a way that it wouldn't have. Like, all I fucking know is if someone was doing that shit to me, like what their parents did to them, or same with Gypsy Rose, I wouldn't even just kill them. If I was going to, obviously you hope in every scenario that it can end with escaping or not taking a life or whatever, you hope that, right? But if you truly feel like in your world of abuse that the only way out or to protect yourself is to end that life, right? I'm just trying to put myself in their shoes. I'd be playing a fucking game of Saw. Mm-hmm. With the father. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like the toothbrushes and all the fucked him losing his hair, like fucked up shit he was doing to them. He was essentially playing a game of Saw with them for their entire lives. So where is it like?
Well, they have done, in my opinion, they've like far surpassed like their time. You know what I mean? I feel like they can, they have a hearing set for November, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope he gets to see Zootopia.
I really think he will get theaters. To see Zootopia, honest to God, because it's like, I heard, like, I don't know. I don't know how legally how that works, like how you appeal that, but I know Kim Kardashian's in there trying to do some work, and like, I don't doubt that she can help.
Mm. I agree with that. I don't know.
They yeah, didn't. That's just my personal take. The good that they have done since they've been in prison, like, far surpassed, like, it's, I just saw a thing, like, there's, and it's a whole list, I saved it, but like, all the things that Eric and Lyle have done like in prison to like help other people and help like other people who are sexually abused, and like they've both graduated, and they're, it's just like, I don't know, I want to meet them.
And I'm just like, even just hearing that, it's just so sad. It's so sad, like, just like everything that they had to go through.
It's so sad, but it's also very, very happy, because God, like, you know what I mean, had people not taken so much interest in it now, they might have just sat in prison forever, which I really highly doubt they will now.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's my whole take.
It's also really crazy to think about the connection between like OJ, the Menendez family, the Kardashians, like all of that isn't really, did you get there?
Yes, yeah, like Robert Shapiro being OJ's lawyer, and then
And like OJ was in the cell directly next to Eric.
Yeah.
And so Eric was like giving him legal advice, and then I just saw a photo today of like OJ and I don't know why I'm blanking on the dad's name. who fucking cares, but it's crazy.
OJ and Jose Menendez?
Yes. OJ and Jose Menendez with like another guy. They were like, they had worked together in some capacity or like known each other. And like Eric used to like throw footballs with OJ in the backyard. And like, it's actually crazy, the connection. And then for Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian is like, OJ was like her godfather, essentially. Yeah. And now she's, it's just so interesting to me that this is like real life. This isn't,
it is so fucking crazy that OJ got out of jail.
Yeah, I don't know. I like, I honestly, I'm not very educated on that trial at all, but.
You should. That's like a, it's a crazy deep dive. He like.
All I do though these days is watch like crime documentaries and.
And maybe this is a hot take. Like some people disagree, but like OJ fucking did that. Like, you know what I mean? So for him to get out is crazy. And like how like, you know about like the, if the glove fits, I acquit.
I don't know anything about that.
OJ in court when they were trying to like condemn him for killing whatever, one of the things that they were doing was seeing if a glove found on the scene that was allegedly used to like with the weapon fit OJ's hand, and it didn't fit his hand. So then it was them saying essentially like, this, it doesn't fit OJ, so he didn't do it. And that like was so viral. I don't like, let me stop talking.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, but that's my next thing to look into. But yeah, normalize not fucking talking about it if you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. And OJ also wrote a book called If I Did It. You should read that.
Is he for real?
Oh my God, you need, there's like this clip of OJ, like after, like whatever, some interviewer comes to like interview him for like national television as well. It's not like this was like any other time, you know what I mean, like a Dateline or something. And the interviewer, the woman walks in, and OJ just like as a joke is like like scaring her, like, do you know, like, it's
OJ. Yeah, I don't know if I feel, I definitely don't feel the same way about him as I feel about the Menendez brothers.
No, not at all. That's a good take. Like, that take can stay.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
Oh my God, I wanted to show you Fashion Nova Halloween costumes so bad while we were talking about Halloween costumes. Do you know what like Fashion Nova is out here doing?
No, but do I want to know?
I think you might need to know. Like, it's just so funny to me.
Okay, what's
it's nothing
going on?
In like specifics. Oscar, can you pull up the Fashion Nova website, please? And I might have to get into this lore. Listen to me, because it is just cracking me up. Okay, so it's like hundreds of costumes like this, and I'm just, imagine being the model, and you just show up this day, full beat.
For an e-com job, and you're like, they're like, here you are, you're gonna be a receipt.
Sriracha.
A CVS receipt.
The long CVS receipt is, like, are you fucking kidding me? Keep scrolling.
Wait, but I'm gonna hit some of these and surprise all my friends.
The Corona.
Oh, the bag of wieners. The hot dogs. Is hilarious.
Okay, this, first of all, pumpkin pie spice, chili powder. Like, did we need multiple seasonings?
Yeah, why did they
make the Kool-Aid man, they made that poor man run through a set wall like that. Look at the fireball.
Not
ATM, someone's... like, does that have one sale?
You should get that, to be honest.
Holy shit, literally. Like, actually, that is actually
no,
what that is.
No, look, wait, look at her serving face in her holy shit costume. Wait, go down. Come on.
There's hot shit, too.
Oh, she and the guy in the wiener costume.
And just like his 99 bananas alcohol needed a costume.
Obsessed with the Stanley Cup though.
Sugar daddy, that's insane.
Wait, this is crazy. I'm loving it.
Craft singles, I want it. I need it. I actually need it. I love cheese. I just really like I was looking for costumes obviously and I'm just imagining these models showing up like full fucking beat and they're like craft singles.
I always think about that, like people who like are seriously actors or something and then they book a job and it's like hemorrhoid cream commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like
same energy as fuck,
you know. I would do it though. Have you ever had a hemorrhoid?
Yeah, it's just from when you push too hard, but we can't go down this rabbit hole.
I'm sorry.
We're not allowed. We're actually not allowed.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I want to talk about Beyonce. It's our 100th episode. We forgot to thank Beyonce.
I don't... Can you... Okay.
Beyonce, thank you.
I know. I have the worst news.
Okay.
I've been getting comments explaining to me that I'm getting a little too millennial these days.
That's actually funny you say that because Paige has been telling me I'm such a fucking millennial.
But you're not. I'm on the cusp.
Okay.
Okay? Because millennial starts in 90s... Like, it's 97 on... But like Gen Z goes all the way through 96 to my knowledge. So okay. I think, or wait, I just did the opposite, but you know what I mean. Gen Z, anyway, I'm at the end of 1996. So I am literally at the very cusp of Gen Z and millennial. So I am technically, I guess, a millennial. Point is, I don't fucking know what this Beyonce stuff is.
Well, I feel you completely on the millennial shit. I've been walking around saying like, I was today years old. And like Paige won't stop with me. She's like, get a mustache on your finger. Like, but first coffee, like, come on. Like she won't stop cooking me. So I feel you. I felt the same way about the Beyonce thing. Actually, it's funny because I saw it and I wasn't getting it. And then I got livid. I was like, this is right after Paige called me a millennial. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, so then I went down the rabbit hole, right? And I actually have some notes, okay? And this is one that you have to do your research on, but you need to trust me with the things I'm saying to you right now. Like, I need you to believe everything I'm saying wholeheartedly, okay? Because it's
hard
true.
To do.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Sorry, I had to throw that one in there.
Yeah, you know what? Brittany Ferland didn't say I made shit up, okay?
Pipe it, Tana.
Okay, so... Oh my God, there's so fucking much, okay? But if you look back at the history of like all award shows ever, every time any celebrity wins an award, Taylor Swift, a fucking, I just saw a clip of Kelsey Ballerini doing it. There's a clip of Britney Spears doing it. There's a clip of, and I mean hundreds of people, Adele, every time she wins an award, everyone in their speech, out the nowhere, they are thanking Beyonce.
I right? do know that much, but I've never thought anything of it because Beyonce's the GOAT.
Right. Okay, but...
But nobody's thinking Taylor Swift like that, and that's who we...
And it gets to the point where it's like in Britney Spears' one, you can see that she is clearly reading off of a teleprompter that, like, she does... Like, clearly, okay? Adele's done it, like, 5 times now. Anytime anyone is in an award category next to Beyonce, like, and they win, you see their, like, fear. Do you know what I mean? And like they go up and they have to thank Beyonce. And like now there's this whole theory as well. Obviously, so many people now throughout all of this Diddy shit are saying that Kanye has been right about a lot of shit that he was saying that everyone was calling him crazy. There's like a million instances, right? But then people are now saying that when Kanye went up there and interrupted Taylor Swift, because he said Beyonce had one of the greatest albums of all time. That's what he interrupted her to say, that he was like saving her. Essentially. And then J. Cole has this song, She Knows, And you need to listen to like the lyrics of this fucking song.
Is that the one's like, she knows.
And everyone's saying like, there's, he's saying Knowles kind of like Beyonce. And like,
but are we venturing into like conspiracy theory?
We are
territory.
There's also a lot about how he's saying rest in peace to Aaliyah, rest in peace to Left Eye. Like there's a lot of stuff where like people are saying that Aaliyah, that Beyonce and Jay-Z might know a little more about Aaliyah's death than they lead on, and like clips of Beyonce interviews the day Aaliyah died, and just like, it's weird. It's really, it's all really, really.
I agree that it's weird, but I just don't want to like, I get scared with like the conspiracy stuff because it's like, are we just actually crazy and reaching? But I did, I also saw something of someone being like, imagine being Beyonce and working your whole entire life and being like one of the most successful and talented people alive, and then everybody makes it into like a conspiracy.
You're right, and you do have a point there. I mean, and again, there's a million things to this as well, like people saying Wendy Williams is crazy, and now like Wendy Williams being like, do you know who's jealous of Beyonce? Adele, like all this, like weird, whatever. I don't know. There's a million more things that add to this, but obviously, people have always said that Beyonce and Jay-Z are the Illuminati or are whatever. And honestly, in my opinion, there is no way that they have zero involvement. That she didn't know. She knows about like the Diddy shit. You know what I mean? And now that J. Cole song is also taken off of the internet. Completely. Like, it's not on YouTube anymore. It's not on. Same with Kanye West, famous. Like, everyone's saying, like, I made that bitch famous. Obviously, it's about Taylor, but everyone's saying that he's saying that because he saved her by saying Beyonce had, like, do you get what I'm saying?
Here's what I'll say about this theory is that if this were all the case, I feel like Kanye would have straight up, like, got on the mic like this and already told us all.
That's fair. I guess that is fair. But also even the famous music video is this giant big bed with all these celebrities that look like Taylor and look like a bunch of really fucking famous people. And then people went in to compare that to Diddy's actual giant bed that he had in the backyard. And like,
have a hit put out on him, which we know Diddy was doing. Or it can be assumed. If Eminem says it, I believe it.
I am such a conspiracy ass bitch. Like, I will believe a conspiracy theory if I rabbit hole. And like, a part of me doesn't. I think this Beyonce shit might be true.
I think it's definitely possible. And so that being said, thank you, Beyonce.
Yeah, that's really
because fair. The Canceled podcast would not be possible without her.
100%.
But I am afraid of conspiracies because I am. Sometimes I look at myself in the mirror and I think I see my mother and it scares me.
It's actually so fair.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.
We both had our hometown shows. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, I'm down.
We had our hometown shows.
They're like, y'all are more reserved. We're like, no, we're not. We had our hometown shows. They were amazing. Obviously, I was just so excited to do
that. It was
so
much fun. I weirdly had more fun at your hometown show than mine.
Really? I think
just because it's Vegas and it's like fabulous and we had the big billboards and it was just like...
It was like, dude, seeing a billboard of us on the Vegas Strip had me so fucking out of body and emotional because like I've stood under that billboard. You know what I mean? Just like with nothing to my name and like...
Right.
I was banned from the hotel that we had our show at.
That's like, what it was. I feel like it was just, it felt like such a full circle moment. And like, obviously it's your hometown, so it's like dumb. But I swear I used to, every single weekend, me and Nana, my best friend, would drive to Vegas every single weekend of college. I'm not kidding. To go see fucking like Marshmallow or Chainsmokers or whoever it is. So on my flight to, I had come home to, or I stayed in Phoenix an extra day. So I flew separately to Vegas. On my flight is Alesso and the Chainsmokers. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're all flying to Vegas for our shows now. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about it. And me and you are on the billboards now. Mm-hmm. And I have a show on the stage that we saw Adam Sandler at. And I felt like so fabulous because I'm like, this is the craziest like turn of events.
It was like just the craziest full circle moment. And obviously having a green room of like all the people who loved you and supported you before you had anything to offer them is like the most special thing in the world. That was such a hard night for me to stay sober because like oh my god, everyone was
and I drank
so hard
for the both of us. Yes, really? I did at the hands of all of your friends. Thank you very much. And I was not okay.
It's so funny too, the difference in our hometown friend groups. Like there are similarities, don't get me wrong, but the bulk of your hometown friends are very much like sorority girls. Like,
oh, those are my college friends, but then my high school friends are like way more like your friends.
No, but still like they're all very sweet, so forgive me, but if I just looked at them, they're the archetype to like call you fat in high school, okay? Like they are like motherfucking sorority bitches.
Well, because before I was a sorority girl, I was a pommy. And so that was just like that, it was like the general nature of like the people I was around.
Yeah, and my friends are like trappers.
Like, but I also had that. They just weren't at the shows.
Yeah. I definitely invited everyone.
But then you see how my family came and that made up for that.
Definitely, 100%. Your family's so fucking fun, though. It was, both shows were so fucking fun back to back, and I had a great time in Vegas the next couple days. I need to tell you about a story, like something that happened to me in Vegas. So I stayed, obviously, I've been like touring houses and doing whatever and just hanging out with everyone. I stayed a couple days in Vegas. So I had this night, like a couple days after the show, where I was gambling like late with all of my friends, right? And eventually it's like 5 a.m. and I'm like about to leave gambling. And Ray, my security guard, he goes, he had to like check his gun at like the gun check.
you have to go early if you have to declare a weapon.
Yes.
At the airport.
So eventually when the night was over, obviously in the whatever Vegas hotel we were at, he had to go back and like get his gun from the gun check. And so he leaves me for like 10, 15 minutes, right?
Oh, wait, this isn't at the airport. This is... Where? In your hotel?
Yes, like because if you want to go to the Vegas clubs, you can't bring in a gun. So like we went to the club and he checked his gun and then we went
and
gambled.
So literally like a coat check for your gun?
Yes, okay. Which I didn't know existed, but obviously it did. And so we're about to leave. I order the Uber and I'm like, Ray leaves me to go get his gun for like 15 minutes. This is the first 15 minutes I also haven't been without a security guard in 3 weeks. Like, you know what I mean? Just his only job is to ensure that I am safe entirely across tour, right? And he leaves and I go to the bathroom and I have three back-to-back interactions in the only time because obviously with a security guard, obviously everyone who's coming up to me, he's ensuring that they are within normal bounds, right? Yeah. That they're not doing shit to me that isn't okay, right? And so there was this girl, and bless her heart, but she had kind of been like following me all weekend. Like a lot of people who know what I do in Vegas, like people who really keep up with my stories, like know where I like to gamble at, like know where I'm gonna go to the club at. Like that, like a lot of times when they'll come up to me and I'm gambling at the spot that I like to gamble at, they'll be like, I always watch your stories and I knew you'd be here, so I came here to look for you, right? And so she was one of those a couple nights before, right? And then the next, I was there a couple nights in a row. So she just kept coming back with her boyfriend. And obviously like she went to the show too, so I was very like, the first night we really hung out, we took photos, we did our thing. Second night, same thing. Third night, same thing. She like comes up And then I kind of noticed that she's like following Makoa around and just like cornering him to like talk his ear off and kind of like, and Makoa's very
sweet, overdoing
but,
it.
But after like an hour and a half of watching Makoa in the corner with this girl, first of all, I'm like, are you going to fuck him? Like your boyfriend's fucking, forgive me. Whatever. So finally, the night is over. Ray is going to get his gun. And I go into the bathroom and I'm walking in and J-Rod and Makoa are outside of the bathroom. And I hear them and they're like, hey, whoa, whatever. And she's following me into the bathroom, right? And then she tries to go in the stall with me. Oh, and it like scares the fuck out of me because it's just like 5 a.m. It's no longer the weekend.
Yeah, like,
there's no people around. And I like scream, right? And then I don't know what to say to her because it's like obviously people should just know that's not okay.
Yeah, like, but it's and you don't want to be mean to somebody that you think is a fan, but also like that, it, like what do you mean?
So I scream at the top of my lungs. This is the first thing that I think to say. I'm pee shy. I scream this at this girl. And then she like runs away and security comes and gets her and it's this weird ass interaction, right? And so then I'm walking out of the bathroom and I'm like, that just would happen right now while Ray's not here. Like how funny, like whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
And this, so then as I'm walking away thinking that, this guy comes up to me, right? And he's about to go into the bathroom and he's like, Tana, right? And I look at him and I'm like, how the fuck do I know this guy? And he's like, Tana, what's up? And his demeanor isn't like overly friendly, right? It's kind of like, Tana, what's up, right? And I'm like, I'm looking at this guy and I'm like, how the fuck do I know this guy, right? And I'm like, oh my God, it's Monty Lopez, right?
No.
And there is a point with the podcast and just my internet presence where there are certain people that I have talked so much shit about that when I see them, I'm not gonna waste either one of our time. And I'm not gonna lie to your face. If I've called you like a deadbeat, embarrassing father on the internet who like needs his phone taken away and a lobotomy and a muzzle, I'm not about to be like, what up, dap me, right? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? How are you? I'm sorry. I think people also, this has happened to me a lot with people that I have talked shit about. They think that if when they come up to me in person, like Tana, what up?
That
like,
you're gonna think, be super nice.
They think that I'm not gonna hold the same energy that I've held online. And I am so far from the opposite. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I look at him and he's just standing there in silence, right? And I'm like thinking about what I'm about to say. I'm trying to figure it out. Makoa and J-Rod obviously do not know who this is, like what's going on, whatever, right? And I look at him and I'm like, listen, I said what I fucking said, dude. Everything I said, like I stand on it. I said what I fucking said. And I'm like being a about it, right? And he looks at me and he's like, and I'm like,
he didn't
it's
know.
It's not Monty Lopez. It's a guy who looks just like him. It's a random guy in Vegas. I just come at his neck so hard. So then imagine me trying to backtrack that. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. You look just like Monty Lopez. He's like, who the fuck is that? Like, and I'm just standing there, right?
Aww.
And now at this point, I'm like, can my bodyguard please come back? Like, this is just, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I'm walking now to meet Ray at the gun check because I'm like, I need not one more unsupervised minute alone. Obviously, Makoa and J-Rod aren't going to let anything like awful happen to me, but it's like, I need a real barrier between me and the public.
Yeah, okay? Someone you can blame. You know what I mean? Like they can be the bad guy.
Uh-huh. Third guy comes up to me as I'm walking out. Okay. Third fucking person. And this is one of those, I talked about this in our Hawaii episode for a second. I am never, ever mad at a true, genuine fan or supporter, no matter their demeanor. Is it sometimes a little zoo animal-y for someone to just walk directly up to you with a phone and say absolutely nothing? Yes. Okay. But if it's a girl or a gay or a they, I'm going to pose for the photo. And you know what I mean? Like, I understand and I'm fine with it. Right. Uh-huh. But when it's a straight man, and just the amount of straight men that I've had come up to me, say the craziest shit about OnlyFans, say the craziest shit about Cody Ko, barking at me, whatever it is, like I'm automatically more fucking pissed at a phone immediately in my face when it's a straight man, right? This man takes out his phone, starts filming, and selfie, like immediately in my face, and he goes, where's Jake Paul? First of all,
boo.
I just don't know what. It's 5 a.m. in Las Vegas. Do you think I have a GoPro on the beach in Puerto Rico? I don't fucking know. Okay? I don't fucking know.
Also, right? When's the last time we've even seen Jake Paul in the flesh?
Oh my God. Last time I've seen him, I don't fucking know. Right? And I understand that I'm like probably forever going to be tied to him in some people's minds. This Peppa hat, I'm so embarrassed. and then so then I'm looking at him and I'm just fed up. Okay, three is the rule. You know, I have the third person.
Yeah.
Rule. First person, second person, third person. I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know. It's fucking 5 a.m. in Las Vegas. Do you think I genuinely know where Jake Paul is? And then he starts telling me, he was like, no, I'm just a really big Jake Pauler. Like, I loved the diss track. Like, he wasn't really being an asshole. So then I felt bad. And we were just talking about Alyssa Violet and whatever, and it ended up being fine. But I just needed to tell you about that.
Well,
the Monty Lopez one was just crazy.
Yeah, that's where I would usually tell you, just like, go to bed.
Yeah.
You got to go to bed. You got to call it at some point. So funny how opposite you and I are with, like, we each were assigned a security guard this tour that was like, they were like contractually obligated to stay with us and keep eyes on us at all times.
Mm. Which I love.
To you is like the best thing ever. To me is like, I was like, absolutely not. Like, literally, I felt, and I was like sneaking around. I felt like Justin Bieber, like hiding from his bodyguard. But it's also like, I'm not Justin Bieber. Like, I'm, there's no real reason for me to have a bodyguard in Urban Outfitters. You know what I mean? The way that you would need one. Like, so I loved him so much and he's such a sweetie. But I was literally like, this is so overkill.
I am just the exact opposite. I'm so fucking paranoid. And I do think that when it comes to like parasocial, I might have it a little different than you. Like, people really do come up to me and do and say,
yeah, I don't have those experiences like literally at all. I had like one time where I was like, oh my God, this is too much. And it was only because I like literally went to basically TanaCon. That was a Tate McRae concert.
Yeah, I'm just, people will come up to me and like grab my tits and ask where Jake Paul is or talk to me about beef or go try to go in the bathroom stalls with me. I don't know what it is, but yeah.
I wouldn't even try to go in the bathroom stall with you.
Yeah, what do you think you're going to see? Girl, I'm about to shit water. The fuck? It's 5 a.m. I've been drinking Red Bull.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
You didn't wish Murphy a happy birthday.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Making sure, I've already started preparing for your birthday. I hope you know the, I love you so goddamn much, and you can easily put this right back on me, but the perpetual anxiety I will have for the rest of my life about ensuring that not only to you I make sure you feel seen and heard on your birthday, or at least around your birthday / the world perceiving it as such, which you play a part in, you know, you.
That was just factual information that they did with what they will, okay? They took in the facts and they formed an opinion, and that
you
was.
You were commenting red hearts on like there was a video where the fan was like, it was a fan edit that was like, they just don't care about Brooke's birthday. It's on Thanksgiving. And it's you comment a red heart on the video. You said, let me feed into this narrative. I'm going to get a Bronco.
Well, first of all, I didn't know about the Bronco yet. So yes, I was like, oh my God, here my friend is about to miss my birthday for the 7th year in a row. And it is true, that did happen.
I've never missed it. Like, I'm always going to wish you a happy birthday and I'm down to celebrate. But if I'm going to be in town, is always up for debate due to when it falls.
Well, it is not always on Thanksgiving. Sometimes it is so much as a week away from Thanksgiving. And it historically has not almost ever been on Thanksgiving since I've known you. But
when
that's
is
not
it
important
this year?
Because I already made a promise to you that I was never going to talk shit about my birthday ever again. It is 2 days before Thanksgiving this year. So yes, you do have some leeway to miss my birthday, but don't worry.
Oh, but I've already started preparing.
Don't you worry. It doesn't even matter. But
I just Googled your birthday to make sure it was right before I said something. I was about to be like, no, November.
Wait, what 26th. Photo comes up? Well, it's me slaying at the Celsius event. Yeah. I don't want anything to do with me.
Oh my God, that's so funny. People also search for Clinton Kane birthday.
You know, we have the same exact birthday.
Oh, that's weird. That is really fucking weird. Yeah, I'm already preparing for your birthday though. Don't worry. What do you want to do? Probably a ranch moment.
I'm having a ranch birthday.
Very cute. I hope. Are you going to have it on your birthday?
No, I'm going to have it the weekend before.
Oh my God. all is well, all is right
all
in the
world.
All is
well, and I'm going to drive my car there. So honestly, you don't even have to go.
No, I'm going
to
come.
I'm just kidding. I would love for you to be there.
I wouldn't miss it for the fucking world, slut.
Okay. Anyway, Murphy's birthday just passed. She's 3.
Happy birthday, Murphy.
Sound off in the comments.
Yeah, I was just... I felt it. I woke up on Murphy's birthday and I was like, wow, today is a special day. I have no idea when it was.
I don't know when it was either, because I only, like, when I got her, I knew she was 7 months old. So I just know her birthday's in October. So I just have assumed it's already happened. Also, today, Mouse weighed in at a good, cool 8.5 pounds, which means he has gained twice, or like he's doubled in weight since I got him. I know everybody was dying to know.
Kanye and Bianca are getting divorced.
Good. I'm like, somebody let her put her clothes back on. I know he was putting her in those outfits, and I just didn't know she didn't want to be fucking barefoot at Disneyland. I just know that she didn't, and I'm all about autonomy, and I think I would like to think that she made those decisions on her own, but I don't think that she did.
I mean, obviously you have to be a little stylistically insane and daring to maybe have that in common with Kanye, or at least you would think. But then I read Julia Fox's book, and every single person on planet Earth needs to go read that shit. It is one of the most interesting. I did the audiobook. I bought the book and I started reading it. And then I was like, wait, I want to hear Julia Fox's voice.
I know.
As
and
I fall
she, the way she tells it, I kept hearing it from your bunk. And by bunk, I mean bedroom.
Paid for it, Redditors.
I know. I think I'm going to pay for it next time, to be honest.
We might have to go city girls, separate buses.
Wait, what are we?
No, but. Obviously, Julia's book is so good. It's insane. Like, one minute, it's like the most emotional thing about someone that she loved and lost. And the next minute, it's like heroin needle up my ass, cocaine off the floor. Kanye West is dressing me. So iconic. But that does lead me to believe that Bianca was being dressed against her own will from Julia's
anecdotes. Well, yeah, did you see her at Star Wars Land?
Isn't it kind of funny, though, that Pete Davidson, I gotta stop, Peppa hat, Jesus fuck, has the funniest opportunity in the world? Like if he goes and dates her, like that is the, I'm.
Who is Pete Davidson dating right now?
Is he not dating Madeline Klein?
No, they are not still together. So who is dating Pete Davidson and where are they? Remember when you wanted to start a segment called We Show TikToks to Each Other and We See what Your Opinion Is?
Yes.
This one's not that important. Don't get too excited. But I saw this morning and it says Victorian slang that should make a comeback. Okay.
Okay.
Coffee sisters. Why don't you guess? I'm going to have you guess what these things mean.
Coffee sisters. Coffee sisters. See, why does everything
like
in my brain...
that's my coffee sister.
Why does everything in my brain immediately go to shitting? Like, they drink their coffee, they're on the same cycle.
They're best friends. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm half rats.
Literally just me. Like, I am half rat. I just found my rat mask. Oh, my God. Can you hold on 1 second? Please. It's really important to me.
It means a bit drunk.
Oh, yes, so literally me.
So here's my new thing. I have a theory with this rat mask.
For audio listeners, my friend just turned into a rat.
Well, I've always been a rat if you really think about it.
A more obvious rat.
This could be our new like safety helmet. Like if we're talking about someone, but we don't want to be clipped with our face. Like I could be like if we were just talking about Pete Davidson, like I could put this on. Do you know what I mean? So it's like...
And he just has no idea that it's you.
Can you see my eyes through this?
I can see one of your eyes, but I can also see that you're wearing a canceled podcast crew neck, which kind of gives it away.
Oh, shit.
Okay, now you're the stealthiest ever. You can honestly tell me your biggest, deepest, darkest secret.
But see, like, imagine, like...
Wait, we should make a segment called ratting someone out.
Oh my God,
stop. And we're dressed as rats and we say something like super that we're not supposed to say online.
Wait, I'm obsessed with this. Like, I could just say like celebrities that are on Ozempic.
And we know all of them.
Okay, on a serious note though.
are you sure?
I was going to go on this whole tangent about Sober October, because this is going to be my first time ever being sober on Halloween, because I always usually will go sober up until it. So this is going to be my first sober Halloween, which I'm really excited about. And I think if anyone out there is feeling inspired to do a Sober October, you should try it. Like, I was thinking about it, and originally I thought it'd be kind of hard, you know what I mean? But then I was thinking, like, I did Coachella sober. Like, if I could do Coachella sober, like...
You could definitely do October sober.
Yeah, and I feel like... For a while, it was like, it is so hard to be in an environment with like everyone else drunk and like partying, but I don't know. I just want people to know that I am doing it, and I'm excited to see if anyone else is going to do it too. And if you've ever felt like doing that, I feel like even with Coachella, it was just like, I was really scared to do that sober and be around everyone else who was like clearly fucked up and like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I can do that, I can do anything. And I still had a great time. I think that's the thing, is like, you always fear that you're not going to have a good time anyways. But like, I had a great fucking time at Coachella sober.
I'm not like, you're so serious right now, and I'm trying to take you seriously, but I'm looking at a rat.
My hair is fucking up.
But I am really happy that you had a good time, and I know, I feel like every time you go sober, you have that same realization, but then there's just a little slippery slope.
I know, that's the thing, because it's like, I also just like forgot the high of being sober. Like, obviously, especially if you're drinking a lot, like the first couple weeks of going sober, and this is not medical advice, obviously, if you're like need to medically withdraw or anything like that, that's not what I'm saying. But the first couple weeks of not drinking are always like very difficult, because you just have a lot of anxiety and insomnia and like feels like it's never gonna end, and like you are just thinking about how much you want alcohol a lot more. But then I like completely forgot like the high of being sober once that subsides. Like once I hit week 3, every single time I feel unstoppable. I feel like fucking superwoman. I get everything done. I make no mistakes.
I just feel like you don't realize the effects that alcohol has on your body if you're drinking it all the time. Like, you don't realize how shitty you feel. It's like, you know how people always say like working out makes you feel good, and everyone's like, oh, please. But then like you start working out and you actually feel so good.
That is like really like I'm finally hitting that point in sobriety again where I'm like, oh my God, why would I ever drink? Like, even just looking back at the past few months, like I had so much fun, and it was fun, but like, just the downfalls of it. Like, I've been more productive in this past week than I have since I stopped drinking. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the last time I was this productive was the last time I was sober. Like, it is just fucking crazy. And to just like,
well, I'm proud of you, and I feel like October is perfect because then it goes straight into the new year, and I feel like new year, new Tana.
100%. I just have like, I'm so in a place. I gotta stop with the fucking rat.
Oh, I didn't even notice you were wearing it still.
I just feel like I'm in a place right now where obviously I'm always talking about my frontal lobe fully developing, but like, it is just, I feel like such a, I'm really about to start adulting. Do you know what I'm gonna do? Is what? My step one in my really big major adulting plan.
Buy a house.
Well, yes, but.
Learning to drive.
I'm about to go to driving school.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. It's never too late.
Well, I told you that last time I tried to go to driving school, it was on Zoom, and bless his heart, wherever you are, Roy,
it's
like,
funny, like Zoom. Sorry.
But it's just like, looking back now, like that driving instructor was definitely on meth. He was just in the middle of nowhere, and he would like add his Zoom backgrounds, and then everything was like a Star Wars reference. Like, I would be like, what does yield mean? And he'd be like, well, in, you know, episode 3 of War to the Jedi, they had to yield to the...
I remember you telling me this. Like, he probably thought he was making it more understandable to you, but really he was like speaking gibberish.
And I kept telling him like, hey, I have ADHD. Like, I'm very like
layman's
concise
terms, please.
Yes. You should see my... I just found my old driving notes like downstairs, and you should see how fucking stupid they were. Like, it's insane.
You should just start when Paige is driving you around town, you should just have her start like walking you through it. Did you ever have to do the exercise in school where you teach somebody to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Oh, no, but you've kind of told me about this, right? Like... It's like, as if you're teaching an alien.
Yeah, like you're supposed to write down like how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and like your normal thought would be like, get the bread, spread the peanut butter, spread the jelly, close the sandwich, pick
it up.
But
it's like you have hands.
But like, yeah, like you have to explain every single little detail. You should have Paige start doing that to you, but like with driving, like right now I am letting off a little bit. You can't, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, little things that you don't think about, like.
Maybe you could teach me to drive, and it's a series.
I think it would be so much fun. We should do it for Patreon.
We always talk on this podcast about like the Hollywoodification of things. And like, I today went on a deep dive of like how celebrities handled the DMV. And like, I am about to be Kim K with all of this. Like, I'm getting like a fucking driving instructor of the stars. Like, I'm gonna rent a really nice car to do it in. Like, I have a DMV fast pass. I'm done.
Imagine like a Lambo truck with like student driver on the back.
That's exactly what I'm fucking saying. I'm not even kidding you. I went to the fucking DMV to take my written driving test like 8 months ago, right? And such a champagne problem, all of this, obviously. And I understand the DMV, all of America is annoyed at, like, I understand.
Nobody wants
to go to the fucking DMV, right? But we call, we make an appointment for me to take the written test, right? And my appointment is at like 5:30, right? I show up
on time, prompt as a bitch, okay? Like, I was there at like 5 o'clock, right? I'm checking out the architecture. I'm fucking wrapping around the building. You know what I mean? I'm Uber Eatsing there. Like, I'm moved in. I'm here on time. And I get there, and then they tell me that, like, walk-ins are also accepted. So even though I have an appointment, I now have to wait for all of these walk-ins to take the test. And then by the time the walk-ins take the test, the DMV is closed. So what the fuck is the point of making an appointment at 5:30? I walked in, I waited all the way until they closed. The walk-ins went before me, and then I left. And I just came to the realization that, like, if I can use my Hollywood privileges to fast pass the airport and fast pass all these other things, like, I want to go to the DMV like I'm Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, and I'm gonna figure although the fuck. I didn't even know you could make an appointment at the DMV, which I feel like a lot of people don't. Usually you just do that thing where you like pull the little number and then you have it and then you wait for it to show up on the screen. Anyway, it's been years since I've gone to the DMV. But pro tip, Trisha Paytas taught me this. Go to the DMV in Woodland Hills.
I did. And I watched other people take their numbers, and I think I took a number. Like, I might as well have sat there with my fucking thumb up my ass. I was so discouraged. And, like, by the time I left, I forgot everything I needed for the test, which maybe means I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's just.
That's like how I used to cram for my chem exams and then forget everything immediately after. And it would, like, at each exam, like, you would need, like, the material from the last one. Mm. Like, it added on to itself. Doesn't matter. Anyway, do you know the best thing about me? Mm. It's that I have an Arizona driver's license, and my, for some reason in Arizona, they, like, last forever. My learner's permit photo is on my driver's license, and it expires in the year 2069.
Oh, because Arizona does that. That's honestly so cool. I'm so excited for all my shit to expire, though. Like, my photos are just my passport photo.
I'm, first of all, I lost my license.
You what?
Or I, like, misplaced my license, like, over a year ago. So I just, like, go everywhere with my passport. But I probably shouldn't say that. That's, like, illegal to drive.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When I went and took my passport photo, this was at a time of my life where I was just, I didn't have anything figured out yet. This was right as like Jordan was starting to kind of step in and be like, oh, no one raised you. I need to teach you like the basics of life. And even just this, like I was leaving on tour to Australia in like a week and a half, and I decided like, oh, now I need to get a passport. What? Mm-hmm. You've sold out shows in Australia and they're in 10 days and you don't have a passport. What? So I find the like same day company and I fly here. And I go and I take my passport photo before my tour photo shoot. Okay, I'm gonna insert my passport photo. Denim choker. Denim, big fat denim choker. Okay.
Wait, I'm surprised they even let you keep that on.
You know what's sad as fuck too? And Isabella, like, she's such a real one, because one thing about her is she can always say, I told you so. Like, she's so fucking honest. Like, I remember that day, she's like, why the fuck are you gonna take this passport photo with a big fat denim choker on? And I was like, what do you mean I look so slay? And it's like, now, and it's, I just gotten the nose job too. I might as well have had a spoon on my face. Like, it's just, it's.
I don't think they would have allowed me to wear.
Granted, this was also like a literal, like, there's a part of me that thinks my passport is fake. Like, I got it in like a scary ass office downtown.
I got mine in a Hootie area too. I had to go to the same day passport office in San Diego. Mm. And like, you have to have like extreme circumstances to get it. There's like only like certain things that like can happen for you to do it. Mm. And that's how I got mine. But it was my first passport I got at age 26. I still haven't left America, except for to go to Canada.
You know more dumb Mexico. Things. Do you know more dumb things that I've done that I've been thinking about recently? This one's really getting me. Ashley and I were in tears last night. I've been seeing clips of Buzz Aminjin resurfacing because he was Justin Bieber's life coach. And obviously during all this Diddy stuff, like clips of Justin Bieber being vulnerable or intimate about his mental health are going viral. So I've been seeing this man all over my For You page. And for those of you who don't know, there was a point in my life where I was just at a very, very, very low place in life all around. Like I thought I was going to die and I wanted to die. I didn't have anything figured out, you know? So I eventually decided I want a life coach. And I watched Justin Bieber's documentary, I think it's called Journals, and it's on YouTube. And it's the first time where he ever talks about his Lyme disease, his relationship with Haley, like just his mental health, whatever. And in this series, he had a life coach named Buzz Minchin. And I see this man and I'm like, oh my God, that's what I need. Like everything he was like saying in the show felt like things that, not that I'm Justin Bieber, but just different things about like cortisol levels rising during like high highs and low lows and fame and whatever. Like I felt like a lot of those things were things I needed to like work through. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, this man's literally helping Bieber work through it. Like if he can help me, that's amazing, right? And so I reach out to him and I think I'm just gonna get ghosted. And like he emails me back immediately. I start meeting with him. And looking back now, I see that like, I think he is and was a professional at what he did, but I think he was like, oh, like rich YouTube idiot cha-ching, right?
I was told that he had zero credentials to be giving any sort of like psychiatric advice or therapy or anything of the sort.
But then how did he ever help Bieber?
I think he was just, it was like a trust me bro.
$60,000 a month. $60,000 a month.
That itself means you need a life coach, or honestly more so maybe a business advisor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who and your manager allowed you to do that at the time?
I think at first he was on board, and then it got so far that I was kind of like, well, I remember
because it was like not at the start of our friendship, but it was like pretty early on in our friendship. And I remember like your to-do list was like take fish oil and B12. Mm. And like you were paying him $60,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, he did teach me a lot of things that like I still use to this day, and like I think work. But like one Google search away.
TikTok.
One Google search away.
There are people dedicated to that on TikTok. Wait, also, I'm sorry. Wait, keep going, because then I want to talk about something completely not related to that.
You could go ahead.
Did TikTok add a STEM part to your thing, or do they think I'm a fucking idiot?
That's always been on my thing, so I might be the OG idiot.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, because I just now got the STEM tab, and I was like, at first I thought it was my FYP, and I'm like, damn, like, what have I been watching for me to get, like, literal stoichiometry on my For You page?
What the fuck is stoichiometry?
Stoichiometry is math in chemistry.
Oh, and that made me mad. That's how I know I'm fucking stupid. It's because whenever my phone accidentally goes to the STEM tab, sometimes I'll scroll three times, and I'm like, fuck this.
No, honestly, it's all like really complicated, and I'm like, could you not start me out easy, like maybe cross cancellation or something? Like they're starting me out with like some really hard shit, and I'm like, now I'm never coming back here
ever.
That's your fault. What side of TikTok are you on right now?
What, let me see what I have saved.
Mine's only Menendez Brothers and Mudang, which I just found out today. I heard it was actually Mudong.
People are being slutty Mudong for Halloween.
No, that's just wrong.
You should do it. I saw one today. I swear to God, it's like a slutty hippo in a tutu, and I really think if anyone can do it, it's you.
You know, that's what my new sneaky link is calling me. He's calling me Mudang and Big
what
Fatty.
What do you mean sneaky link?
I know. I don't know why. He's my boyfriend.
What the literal fuck?
He's calling me Mudang and he's calling me Big Fatty.
I think you need to be slutty Mudang. Like, it's just like, if I were you, I would do that 100%.
No, I feel like that. First of all, Mudang is underage. So
speaking of that, am I now allowed to be JoJo Siwa? Or is it just like, don't do it?
I think you should be
construction vest karma JoJo Siwa.
Yes, I think we could be that. But I feel like maybe let her rest.
And like someone else can. She's been being so funny lately. You saw she thanked Beyonce, right?
And it is hilarious. That's the thing. I was like laughing along with the public, but I've always respected her hustle, okay? But
especially because she knows what she's doing.
I want to be careful what I say though, because sometimes I'm like, no, let me go on record and say I've always loved her. But then, you know, like people, we have like a digital footprint, and like cut to a clip where I'm like, yeah, I hate that bitch or something. Like I'm really afraid of that these days, because I just saw a side by side of Breonna Chicken Fry saying two completely different things.
We've definitely said a lot of two completely different things. Okay, I want to talk about this for a second. I've talked about this on all social media platforms, but I have got to get to the bottom of this because it is fucking plaguing me. every single October, come October 1st, I'm going to open my story tags, or now I'm going to see a TikTok viral as fuck about this, okay? Every single year, come hell or high water, this costume.
It's so weird, Tana, because that is you.
That is literally me. I will insert it. I want to find the real bitch. I want to find this bitch so fucking bad. Like, essentially, it's a Spirit Halloween model. She's on the cover of a Sally costume. People obviously go to Spirit. They try to buy their costumes, whatever. And I get tagged in this because they see it. And they're like, Tana, oh my God. And it's so on brand for me. Like, just with all my side quests and life I've lived. If I was like, yeah, for 6 months, I was a fucking Spirit Halloween stock model. You would believe it wholeheartedly. Like, people truly believe this is me.
Like, that was you once upon a time.
I never did this. Just going on record to say this is not me, but this woman looks so much like me. It is genuinely concerning.
It's like actually really crazy.
So then I tweeted about it as well, and I kind of was trying to get the Twitter warriors to help me out a little bit. And like, no one can find out who. Like, and then I want to know if Spirit Halloween, because the law with superimposed photos is that it only has to be like a fourth or a half true. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like they could theoretically take a photo with like my eyes and nose and then put someone else's mouth on it and Photoshop a new face and sell it, and that's legal, mm-hmm. right? But like, I would like to think, you know, top 50 most influential over here, that I have the fucking power to know the truth about this. I deserve it. Like, can someone at Spirit fucking Halloween find out for me?
Or who took this? Come forward. Maybe she's like, maybe she's just ashamed. Not of you, but of her. Of
no, imagine she's a bitch who hates me. Like, no. that would suck. Like, if nobody we looked that alike, that's the thing. I want to meet the real girl. Or did somebody just wonkify my photo over at the Spirit Graphics headquarters where they have in budget cuts?
That would be hilarious.
I need to know. There's a part of me that almost wants to be this year. Like, I want to take this exact fucking photo.
Wait, that is good.
But it's very niche, so it's like,
remember,
I don't know.
Remember when you, another time that you just randomly decided you were going to tell me that, like, the day of, she made me wear a sexy Ronald McDonald costume without any preparation. You saw me in a fucking red wig. That episode, something about that episode was so viral. It was so embarrassing, and I still watch back those clips and I want to die.
I mean, granted, at least you didn't have a Hamburglar mask on.
Yeah, you kept trying to convince me that your outfit was somehow worse than mine. I go, it doesn't matter. I wasn't supposed to be wearing an outfit.
I just think that you should have more fun.
Well, I want to have creative freedom. Like, right now, I get to wear my orca hat.
But this is fun. This is so sorority girl of you. Like, you're basic.
First of all, you're wearing a crochet fucking Peppa hat that I bought for you. You didn't even give me a fair chance because you wanted me to be like, what, Gretchen Wieners? And then everyone would be like, why is Brooke wearing a plaid skirt?
I was going for I'm a Mouse, duh. There were many Mean Girls options. You could have done big pink pole.
You already been another told me we've been, getting age restricted and you wanted me to be fucking I'm a Mouse, duh, in lingerie and mouse ears. Especially, you want me to sexualize my child? Mouse? Don't be weird.
She's got me in a corner, folks. See, you're good as fuck at this shit. You want to call me manipulative? You just ate that fucking up. I'm just saying, I like to dress up. I like to have fun.
Kind of looks like there's a little wiener on your head.
It looks just like a dick. I thought that, like, immediately.
Oh, wait, yeah. Like, but with two holes.
Yeah. Could be fun. Have I done anything weird sexually?
Save it for the Patreon.
Chapel Roan shouted out Trisha Paytas.
Love that so much. Which is
really fucking cool. So I'm so excited for that episode of Just Trish. Like, that's a great blunt rotation.
I love it. It's crazy because Chapel got so huge so quickly. Like, it's hard for me to compute in my head. Like, because she was on Therapus. And then she was going on Trisha's podcast. But now she has, like, the biggest set at Lollapalooza that's, like, ever existed while the light was out.
I also hope that after this week's past week's episode comes out, by the time this comes out, we could be in hot water for everything we said about Chapel. I just want you guys to know I am forever a stan. I was just working with the information that was given to me.
Me too. And I'm often misinformed.
Lil Tay was diagnosed with a life-threatening heart tumor.
I thought that happened a long time ago.
That's what I was going to get into, the whole thing. Like, did she? Because they, like, faked her death.
Didn't her mom do that or something, though?
Yeah, so then is this real? And she released a song.
No, not the Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Listen to this song, though.
I
Like, that's Lil Tay.
Wait, why
she made this
that's
song?
Honestly, like, beautiful.
Isn't it so good?
Yeah.
Like, the youngest, from the youngest flexer to the Gracie Abrams trope. Like, how cute.
That's adorable.
I'm a newfound Lil Tay fan. Honestly, I'm really into this. I'm really proud of her. Did you see, speaking of Gracie Abrams, you didn't watch Love Island, did you? Mm-mm. Okay, well, I mean, essentially all the girls were kind of more similar, I guess. Like, just like Leah and Janae, and like just all similar. And there was this one girl, Hannah, and she just kind of was having more trouble. She reminds me very much of like a super Miami girl. I think she's from Miami.
Was she the one who was singing on TikTok?
No, I think that's the one that everyone hates, the like blonde one. I don't know. She was super fucking funny on Love Island too, like a lot of her quotes, but she was just different from the other girls. Like, and I feel like if I wanted to like kick it with them, I would almost like, after Leah and Janae and the PPG girls, like I would put her right up there. Like, I know she's fucking fun as fuck, right? And just crazy. She ends up getting arrested at a Gracie Abrams concert. Like,
it's a hilarious place to get arrested.
And it's like for threats. I mean, let me tell you exactly what it is. After assaulting an EMT and a police officer, she was charged with terroristic threats and acts and willful obstruction of a police officer. Like, those are crazy charges. And to catch those charges at a Gracie Abrams concert is arguably the funniest thing ever.
I don't know if it's fun. Well, yes, it's. I mean, it's just a crazy place for that to happen.
Also, like, imagine being Gracie Abrams and hearing like the Love Island girl was just at your concert and she got arrested for this, this, and this. Like,
honestly, if I were Gracie Abrams, I wouldn't be paying attention to anything except for Paul.
Who's Paul?
Paul Mescal.
That's who she's dating.
What do you mean, who's Paul?
I don't know who Paul Mescal is. I like that tequila.
Me too, but it's actually not tequila, it's mezcal. I guess it's like kind of like tequila. They're related. They're definitely like cousins.
Everyone on earth needs to go to the Sphere. It changed my fucking life. It changed my entire perception on the world. I know this is also like a lighthearted and sweet topic. I'm so sorry. Seriously, give me someone to cancel if that's what you want. And if not, you know, maybe I just want to hang out. Maybe I just want to talk about things I like. Maybe I'm just having a good week. You know, no one's pissed me off. And
people are still listening to Giggly Squad and they don't talk shit about anybody.
They might just be better than us. Who knows, honestly.
They are.
You need to go to the Sphere. It was one of the craziest experiences of my life. Postcards from Earth. It had me. It's so creepy, by the way. It's like such a fucking scary movie. The AI robots are horrifying. The whole place is horrifying. Like, it is like, do you know Elon Musk went on record and said, like, we shouldn't go in this direction about, like, AI robots? And you know if someone who can, like, make them is saying that, like, they're on to
something.
Maybe
he wanted to be the only one who's doing it.
But watching them talk to people, it was the craziest shit I've ever fucking seen.
I don't
seen.
Really fuck with robots in general. Like, I have that thing turned off to say that, like, Postmates cannot deliver to me in a robot. I don't want anybody's robot coming up to me. I don't care if her name is Jill or whatever it is, and handing me my food. That's not going to work for me. One time I saw someone fighting one of those.
That's the most Hollywood Boulevard shit I've actually ever seen in my entire, or heard in my entire life. It wasn't on Hollywood Boulevard.
It was on La Brea.
It's just, I can't. The Hollywood robots at the Sphere though, Brooke, like, it was so scary. It was so fucking
scary. So wait, what do they
scary.
Do? What are they like?
I can just talk to it like I'm talking to you and me. And like the eyes move and the shoulders move and it looks like a fucking person.
Could
and
I
they
date
dance.
One?
And like, yes, like that's why it's scary. That's why, like, she was talking in all these different languages to people and like just a person going up and being like, oh, I'm at this, that's, but you need to see it like move and like next to you. It was so fucking weird.
That's
and
crazy that they can do that, because like, what about like Disney's animatronics? Aren't they like $1 billion?
Like, I almost don't believe it. I believe there's someone in the back that has to be like talking. Like, it's like, there's no fucking way. And then the whole like Postcards from Earth, the show I saw, it's like Disney's Soarin' over whatever, mm-hmm. but like times a billion. Like, you really feel like you're actually fucking there. Like, I had to keep closing my eyes. Like, it was so high def and like,
yeah, that like almost,
I had to keep like looking at my knees and being like, and the whole show is just about like how humankind has like developed over the years, and it like transports you to all these places. Made me really sad for where society is at, you know what I mean? Like, seeing all of the beautiful things that people have built and done all over the world and shit, and now we're like addicted to like strawberry flavored batteries, and like we get breast implants.
Damn.
Like,
catching strays.
I don't know. Everyone needs to go do that.
I get what you're saying, but I think we could like maybe go outside or like go somewhere beautiful and see those things, and we just choose not to. We sit with these microphones. You know those comments that we get sometimes that are like, make podcast equipment more expensive. I'm like, I get that. Yes,
I do. I really do. Okay, guys. Well, we love you so very much. Happy Halloween. What the fuck? Like, why is that what I would say?
Happy October.
I'm just so happy to be back home, hopefully gathering more lore. Listen to me again. Let me know what the fuck you want in the comments below. Whoever, whatever you want me to talk shit about, I will hop on this mic. Same with the Patreon. If you are over there, you want to go to Patreon, but you don't want to go until you know we're doing what you want to do, leave requests, okay? A bitch is sober and down for anything. I don't know why I said I. We love you guys so very much.
Jinx.
Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.